Happy Monday, Life Springers. Sunday's sermon is entitled, What is God Up To? It's a text that comes from Acts 1, 1 through 8, and Acts 5, 5 through 13, and it consists of two scenes. The first is the last contact Jesus had with his disciples, during which he gave them instructions to stay in Jerusalem and wait. The second scene is when the events that Jesus promised to them are coming true. The big realization that a reader gets from these two passages is the sheer scope of God's plan to share the good news with the whole globe. That is the point of this sermon, to see God's plan for creation laid out in the events on Pentecost. And now the reading. From Acts 1, verse 1. In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive, and he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore your kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Chapter 2. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they explained. "These people are from all over Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here that we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done." They stood there amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they ask each other. But others in the crowd ridicule them, saying, "They're just drunk, that's all." I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday as we talk about what God is up to.